This is The Investigator, my 50 years in the Finnish police force. Written by Thomas Elfgren. Published by WSOY. Narrated by an AI voice. Preface. Late October, 2024. It's now been 2 years since I retired from the National Bureau of Investigation. 2 years without the framework that had shaped my daily life for 5 decades, always prepared, always available. I never counted down to the weekend and looked forward to Mondays with new assignments and challenges. Now I'm living a slower chapter where the days pass without needing to set an alarm clock, without the missions, the colleagues, and the daily drive. The quiet feels strangely intrusive. It's a rhythm I'm still adjusting to. I'm sitting on the terrace of my small white brick house in Gisenyi, Rwanda. In front of me stands a wooden table made of African mahogany, worn and familiar, its varnish faded by the years and a web of scratches etched into the raw wood. The table carries the marks of a long life, much like the memories that have left their traces on me. Beyond the terrace, Lake Kivu stretches out in shades of emerald green, shimmering in the afternoon sun. The view fills me with a calm that invites reflection. Around my terrace, the garden rises with the lushness of Rwanda's volcanic soil. A majestic avocado tree nearby offers much-needed shade from the sun on warm days. Further down the slope, the banana trees stand tall, their broad leaves swaying in the breeze from the lake. I love this view. The terrace has become my space for being, a place of inner stillness, where I sit with a cup of Rwandan coffee, whether in the first light of dawn or the last glow of evening. Gisenyi is my second home. I first came here for work, nearly 20 years ago. Now I have the stillness I once only dreamed of, along with the time and space to look back and begin telling my story. It was inevitable that I'd end up here again. This is where the values I was raised with found a new place to take root. It was here I learned what truth meant, what justice looked like, and how reconciliation actually happens when those words stop being theory and become part of daily life. Rwanda became the place where it all found a home. Lake Kivu carries its dark, unrelenting secrets. They call it the Lake of Death. Beneath the surface lie deadly gases, capable of erupting in a limnic eruption that could smother everything around it. Further off, the volcano Nyiragongo rises out of the mist, still active, in a landscape that is also home to the endangered mountain gorillas. I'm just a stone's throw from the border with the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where the death toll from decades of war is so staggering it almost defies comprehension. Here, I often find myself thinking about the contradictions that define Africa. For someone arriving for the first time, it's easy to notice the poverty, the illness, and the drought. But Africa doesn't allow for distance. It forces you to confront the raw terms of life. Whether you're ready or not, this place does something to you. Here, suffering and beauty live side by side, like in the story of Beauty and the Beast. You can't help but fall in love, even as the outlines of human fragility are laid bare with painful clarity. Africa's beauty lives in the light and in the colors. Nature paints the backdrop while the humans and animals carry the story itself. Culture casts the shadows and perspective, and history adds the sense of time. Wherever you pause, Africa is a living work of art. Just a few weeks ago, a boat capsized near the city of Goma, not far from where I'm now sitting, writing. On board were hundreds of people, traders with their goods, and travelers heading to the city's market. The boat was built for 50, but as so often here, it was loaded far beyond its limit. It sank within minutes, pulling many down with it. Here, death and beauty walk side by side, each a constant reminder of the other. Now, Lake Kivu lies still again, as if nothing ever happened. On the table in front of me are the notebooks I've gathered over the years, unorganized and in varying states of disrepair. Some have worn leather covers.